Rampindo.
Now, I've invited you to golf. You didn't even acknowledge the invite with a response.
What's
and,
that?
I've invited you to a patio, and you didn't. Now, if Versteeg comes back and wants to play golf, are you going to get your tuchus down to Lethbridge?
Windy, right?
Can be. But you go to one of those courses, down in the coolies.
Wreak havoc on my swing, Ryan.
Yeah, well.
That's because, you know, I'm all about accuracy. It's not about distance. It's accuracy.
I see what's happening here. I see how you're doing.
My irons, you know.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's your inability to book anything more than a day out in your life. That's the issue here. Why don't we talk a little sports, Dean?
Okay.
Big game last night for the Habs. You have the Jays getting
talk
George Springer
sports.
Back. And the final day of qualifying today for the knockout round at Euro 2020. Dino, let's start in Sin City. Ah, yes. Where we once got Peter Labardius on the phone live and didn't tell him he was on air. And we had one of the greatest drops of all time. That's what I remember Vegas for, Dean. What about you?
Yeah. Yeah, that was maybe a good one. I have other memories, though, for sure.
Maybe it was Walker's buddy. It was moose hunting.
Yeah.
A lot of good memories.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The old pepper mill at 3 a.m.
Just left him at the pepper mill. Yeah. 4 in the morning.
We all should have left the pepper mill a little sooner.
The pepper mill.
What a place, Dean.
What a place. What a town.
Feel like the Habs are liking it. The question ahead of the game was Leonard or Fleury? Who will it be? Leonard coming off a victory. Fleury's been the horse they've ridden. Or Moose, if we're going with the analogy.
Yeah, oh, keep that going.
That was Hedberg. Never mind. Habs sticking to their formula. It's pretty simple, Dean. Score early, smother, raise arms after winning.
God, can you give me a hit? Anderson's got a step. Josh Anderson, stopped by, rebound, scores! Yes, Perry, Kotkaniemi. Here's Suzuki moving in. Swings for the corner, centers it in front, scores! What a pass by Suzuki, and Eric Staal makes it 2-0. Perry to Caulfield, and that back pass intercepted by Stone. With Chandler Stevenson, turns it over, it's a breakaway, Corey Perry did. Here's Perry across, scores! Play goal.
Yeah, I believe it's actually goal, Caulfield. That's yeah. Play of the stupid right. Song. Here we go. One win away from the Stanley Cup final. This is not supposed to happen. What is going on here? Vegas looks frazzled. Apparently, having two goalies is worse than having one because then you got to figure out which one to play. Selke candidates coughing up pucks on giving the other team breakaways. Forwards not scoring.
Pets' heads falling off.
Pets' heads are falling off. Yeah, it's a lot. The Canadians, meanwhile, can I tell you a little bit about their penalty kill, Dean? They have not.
I can't even listen with this ole ole. Can we kill the? Can we kill that?
I think that's part of the segment. Just made it halfway. Man.
Okay, so the penalty kill. Go ahead.
Last 12 games, the Montreal Canadiens, 29 for 29. Haven't allowed a power play goal against. They've also got shorties in there. They're a net positive on their penalty kill for the postseason. What?
Yeah, right now,
what?
It's the longest streak. Zero power play goals in 12 games. Longest streak since the NHL started tracking goals by strength. So since the 33-34 season.
Right. I was
no
say
one,
probably, yeah, right around World War II.
Yeah, has had a run. Happened, yeah. Like what we've seen. They've played 16 games, and 14 of them have given up zero power play goals.
Goal Caulfield, six-game point streak. That ties Montreal rookie record. Howie Morenz, we noted that yesterday, was up there. And, hey, why don't we all raise our right hands nice and high, Dean? Way up, reach for the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm doing
drop
it.
Drop it down behind you and pat yourself on the back because no one's talking about officiating this morning. Good work, everyone. Well done. Or is me talking about it? I mean, we're talking about it. I mean,
I think, yeah, it's you brought it up.
Just because, you know, the one guy was trending on Twitter, the after the last game in this series. So less of that and more of not officials trending on Twitter.
It didn't matter. None of it mattered. It didn't matter what goalie that Vegas started. It didn't matter who was dropping pucks or any of that. It happens when you win, right? When teams go on a run like this, you start to really kind of magnify and probably over. The focus becomes a little bit too tight on little things, like how, I know, Bieksa was talking the other night about how the defense for the Montreal Canadiens, they clear the crease. After Carey Price freezes a puck, no one gets near Carey Price, whereas on the other side, well, maybe you can kind of stand in the blue paint and just stand around Marc-Andre Fleury and the Vegas D don't clear them out. But it little things as you watch Montreal, and it's about winning, but they look like a team that has something of an intangible going. I mean, they're scoring. The kids are scoring. Cole Caulfield has the same number of goals as all Vegas forwards combined, I believe, is the stat now. This is how things go when you have, when you're one win away from a cup final. You've had those moments, right? I've harped about that. And you had them again. And Suzuki to put in the empty netter, 3 points on the night in that building against the team he was drafted by.
Yeah.
It's poetry, right? There's so many moments that we've seen. Mark Stahl scoring on Marc-Andre Fleury. They were drafted the same Eric, was it 18 years prior on Monday? Both of them were drafted.
1-2?
Yeah. Got to win. I mean, you got to put together some wins. That helps.
Good to see the Eric Stahl that we had come to know and love in Carolina, not the one that really went through the motions in Winnipeg and Buffalo. So.
And
look, it's all happening. It's all working for them. The guys they had on waivers this year have been huge. Byron and Perry. Like, it's, you can't write this stuff.
They're going to put
a
statue of Perry up if they win this thing. You realize with the big scissors on the zippers on his horn outside. Great.
We'll see. They got one win to go before we start building statues, at least, right? I don't know that.
It is Montreal.
They look great. They are not through yet. And we were talking about this last night in one of the group chats. If the Habs get that one win in the next two games, it's going to be really hard to say they've done anything but hose the Golden Knights in that Suzuki Pacioretty deal. Because the payoff's supposed to be way down the road, not already. That deal was made in September of 2018. And Pacioretty's a good player, but Suzuki's been better in this series. Vegas did the deal to win now. And if Montreal's winning now, not Vegas, well, geez, you know who you'd rather have for the next 5, 6, 10,
he's 21.
Years. Exactly.
He's not 28, not 26. He's 21 years old and is already outplaying the guy, right? You don't even have to wait. In time, will he be better than Pacioretty?
We'll
just watch.
Deal, right?
Just watch the game. He's already
Tatar in a second.
Impact
well.
Guy. Unbelievable.
Space, all that, yeah. Habs love the road, too. Pretty darn good. They lost, what, game two to Toronto and game one of the first two in Vegas. That's
7-2.
They've won.
7-2 on the road. They have four wins by a single goal, so they've been tight games. And their penalty kill in those is 92.3%.
Just, hey, just. NHL news. Jim Benning announced that Daniel and Henrik Sedin will act as special advisors to the GM for the Canucks. How about this? You can expect the Twins to help the organization with expertise from their playing days, Dean, and maybe even just a pinch of common sense. Hey, Jim, re-sign Tyler Toffoli. He's been good and wants to stay here. Hey, Jim, don't take your Levy ahead of Tkachuk. Good luck, Twins. It went great for the last former player that went to the front office.
I ran out of ink. Trev, get over here. Can you comb some of this ink in my sideburns?
I was going to maybe come up with a bit for this morning, but then I got tired. I figured we could have Benning on
live tired.
This morning and have a little conversation, but it just never really got there.
NHL tonight, Islanders will host Tampa Bay for Game 6 at Nassau Coliseum. For the billionth time, it could be the last game there. We were talking about last games there like 6 years ago, weren't
That's
we?
Right.
Wild. Matthew Barzal fined a maximum $5K for cross-checking Jan Rutta in the face in Game 5.
You can't do that!
Isles look to bounce back from their largest margin of defeat in playoff history. That's lose by 8's a lot. Tommy did it to Valor in Winnipeg in the CPL, and the Lightning did it to the Islanders in Game 5. It was not competitive, as they say.
Yeah.
But we have a repeat of last year. Islanders did lose in 6 to the Lightning in the semifinal that sent the Islanders to the Stanley Cup final. Only difference, that was at the foot of the Rockies in Edmonton, while this one, again, could be the final game in the Nassau County Memorial National Parking Lot Coliseum of the state. Opening a new one next year. They've already sold out season tickets, and they've only got a couple suites left. Well done. Maybe take notes here in Calgary. You know what sells tickets, Dean?
Playoff runs?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Do you have to make the playoffs to go on a run?
Well, the Habs almost didn't, and they went on one. So if you're looking for some light at the end of the tunnel.
So just get in then. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They fired their coach. GM was done. This coach isn't coming back. Where's Patty Roy? And all of a sudden, extensions for everyone, right? That's what we're expecting. Braden Point continues to dominate. He joins a prestigious list of players to go back-to-back postseasons with at least 13 goals. The list, pretty good company for the Calgary kid. Wayne, Mario, Yari, Mike Bossy, and Kevin Stevens. All the other guys only need one name. That's how good they are. And if you need them, you can find those guys in the hall. 6 o'clock on your radio, Sportsnet West, and all the other devices, NHL Live.
Kevin Stevens. You were dirty, using...
Had a potty mouth.
Kind of did.
Remember when Kevin was on the bench?
Well, that was, I mean, there was Trache, right? Mm-hmm.
That group had some fun.
Yeah, they did.
It.
Yeah,
Talk
they
it.
Did.
Oh, yeah.
Bellows.
Blue Jays, here we go. A lot of news yesterday. George Springer returning Boomer. First action since May 2nd.
That's good.
Yeah. But Major League Baseball announced Alec Manoah, 5-game suspension for, quote, intentionally throwing at Orioles third baseman Mikel Franco last Saturday.
That's bad.
But he's appealing the suspension, Dean, so maybe it won't be upheld.
That's good.
Although Charlie Montoya was also issued a 1-game suspension, right. And he isn't appealing, and he served it last night in the first of 2 against Miami. I need some help. Is that good or bad? That he's
it's
not...
probably bad. Yeah, he should not have been. Yeah,
John Snyder, the bullpen really pitched well for him.
Well, that would be that's good. So if you'd have played that's bad, and then we could have had another that's good.
That's good.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yesterday, opener of a pair against the Marlins, and they got off to a good start against Bob Ross Stripling.
2-1 fastball hit to deep center field and a long way out of here. His second major league home run.
That was the only mistake in Bob Ross Stripling's happy little painting. Eh? His 6th straight start where he's just been money. Over the last month, he leads the AL in walks and hits per innings pitched. Like his whip, .85. The entire American League, Dean.
It's an impressive whip.
He's also leading the AL in tantrums at third baseman, too. Didn't add to that total yesterday, though.
Yeah, 2 hits, just the one, like you say, mistake. I know they were talking about it on the broadcast last night. There's a lot of, which is weird because he's not throwing 99, 100.
He's not overpowering, no.
But he's making guys miss. It's just enough to kind of set up the curveball.
Yeah, and if you watch the highlight packs, a lot of his strikeouts are coming on pitches out of the zone. So for whatever reason, he's got guys chasing pitches that aren't strikes. That's a really, really fun thing to do when you're pitching, is not even have to put it in the zone and guys go chase it. So whatever adjustments were made after a miserable first month of the year, he's been good. Bo Bichette gets hit in the 6th, and that opened the door for the Blue Jays, who could get nothing going against Alcantara. He gets on base after the hit by pitch, immediately steals 2nd on the next pitch, and then moves to 3rd on a pass ball. And just like that, one lost fastball from Alcantara has a runner at 3rd and Vladdy at the dish.
And now he's going to deal with Guerrero 3-0, and you know Vladdy's got the green light.
And he slashes it into right field for a base hit. And just like that, the Blue Jays have tied the game here in the 6th.
You know he had the green light at 3-0, right?
If he doesn't, well, I mean, it's hard to tell because Montoya, I'm thinking Montoya would have had the green light. I'm not sure what.
Well, let's just listen one more time.
Johnny back up there.
Pat Tabler knows what's going on, and so does John Schneider. You give and your superstar.
And now he's going to deal with Guerrero 3-0, and you know Vladdy's got the green light.
Oh, you know. Yeah. You know.
Alcantara superb, just 86 pitches through 8 innings. Should they have left him in? I think they should have left him in.
Probably could have left him in.
He was dealing.
Looked fine.
And instead, top 9, they go to the bullpen where, well, Blue Jays didn't mind that.
Shift on. And he swings and hits it hard to left field, and this ball is down. It'll get to the fence. Biggio will come in to score. Gurriel into second with an RBI double, and the Blue Jays have the lead here in the 9th.
Yeah, back-to-back doubles will do that. First, Biggio down the right field line, then Gurriel into left field corner. Romano would lock it down in the 9th. Jays win their 3rd in a row.
That's good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and John Schneider in his first win as a manager. Remember that name for when Charlie Montoyo gets supernovaed when the bullpen decides to implode in September. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Supernovaed.
Jays are now 12-2 against the NL East. Something about that division. They don't mind. They took all 6 against the Braves. They've beaten up on the Marlins 3-0 so far. Tonight, looks like Southpaw tight pants Robbie Ray will be starting. Trevor Rogers for the Marlins. Robbie Ray's been good. It was supposed to be Steven Matz. I think, depending on medical results, he could be eligible to go tomorrow. And they had an off day Monday, so they'll just slide Ray up one spot. He stays on his regular rest, and they allow room for potentially Matz to be back tomorrow with the right results of certain tests involving COVID.
Well, I'll tell you, with how they've kind of turned things around, they'd definitely be putting out the welcome mats for that to happen.
Yes, indeed. And who is Trevor Rogers? Here's a note from intern Darren. He's 6'5", 217, and 23 years old. He's basically everything the Jays want Nate Pearson to be. That hurts, Darren.
Boy, Darren.
5 o'clock, Sportsnet 1. Other MLB news. We told you yesterday the league's the game's top prospect, Wander Franco, was set to make his major league debut at the age of 20, Dean. But you know what? It's not an easy sport. And these
struggle.
Kids,
yeah.
You know, you got it's major league pitching now. It's going to be an adjustment period. Oh.
And he swings. Hits it high.
Yeah, and I don't know what the deal was in Tampa, but there's actually fans in the building. Like, not, hey, non-pandemic, but hey, people actually want to watch the Tampa Bay Rays and pay to go sit inside in Florida this time of year. It was rammed. They were loving it. The stupid truck horn was going off for that 3-run shot. Yeah, that's just another weapon for the Rays offense, a team that has no money and seemingly owns the AL East now. I don't know how this makes any sense at all. Must have been like free knife night in Florida or something. How do you get that many fans in there?
Do Floridians like knives?
I don't know. I just think it's a lot of Florida guy there, right?
Oh, I like, see what you're saying, yeah.
It's weird okay. Things. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. Free pit bull with a ticket to tonight's game. I don't know. How do you get that many people in that building? No one goes to games
That's
there.
A very good question, Ryan. I don't have the
What's
answer.
What's going on? Yeah. No, you can't tell me that many people know what Wander Franco is.
They're probably
NBA
just
playoffs.
Happy to get out of the heat. It's because
yeah.
Air conditioned. Just get me out of this incredible heat and humidity for at least a couple of hours. How much is a ticket? $2?
Yeah.
Done. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Maybe they're raffling off those manta rays they have swimming in the tank in center field.
Aren't they dead?
Just taking them home in a big Ziploc. Putting those in the backyard pool. That's something Florida man would do.
Steal a stingray and put it in his backyard above
yeah.
ground pool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's a lot of that bitch Carol Baskin. Those guys live in there. So
right.
They did something to sell tickets. Good on them. NBA
was that,
playoffs.
That's your Tiger King impression?
I don't know. It's a lot. It's been a while.
Boom, shakalaka.
Wild finish to the Suns Clippers last night in Phoenix. Up 1. Clippers have Paul George at the line. Around a second left. 2 free throws, Dean. Misses the first. Misses the second. Suns grab the rebound, immediately call timeout, so they get the inbound from the Clippers' end with less than a second remaining, down by 1.
Crowder looking, throws it, alley in the hole! Aiden puts it down! He puts it down!
That's a dramatic finish. Suns now lead the series 2-0. And,
he put it down.
Had a little wager on the Suns. That would have been a really fun finish to the game, as it looked like they were dead in the water with Paul George at the stripe. Nuh-uh. Playoff P didn't show up last night, I guess.
I'm still thinking about those Stingrays.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be tough to finish this, but we'll do our best. Milwaukee and Atlanta game two tonight. Hawks were actually the Milwaukee Hawks in 1951-55, so I know this is a big Milwaukee v. Milwaukee battle. Probably a really divided fan base on this one. And they became the St. Louis Hawks and then the Atlanta Hawks. They really haven't won much. We'll see if they can win tonight against Giannis and the Bucks. Euro 2020.
This match will determine once and for all which nation is the greatest on earth, Mexico or Portugal.
Yeah, Portugal in action today. A lot of stakes are high, as you heard. Yesterday, England beat the Czech Republic 1-0. They finished atop Group D. They get second place from the group of death in the knockout round. We'll find out who that is by this afternoon. Croatia beat Scotland 3-1. They get second in Group D and are through. And the Czechs will be one of those third-place teams that do get through. We just don't know who they're going to play yet as they wait to see where the four third-place teams will end up. As for the four games today, it'll be Group E and F finishing qualifying. Spain, Slovakia, and Sweden, Poland at 10 a.m. That's Group E. Sweden is through, but could finish as low as third, I believe. And 1 o'clock is Group F action, where France is through. But again, first place, absolutely up for grabs. It'll be Germany, Hungary, and then France, Portugal. A lot there. And a little bonus for you, Dino. Colombia and Brazil meet in Copa America today as well.
Who cares?
A little extra soccer, a little footy for you, you know. You want to watch Colombia, Brazil?
Right, yeah. Well, I can't get enough footy.
That's what we heard.
So. Can't get enough.
That's just for you. And remember, a couple days off after today. So really soak up that patio time. Last chance until Saturday morning to watch Euro on a patio. That's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Sports. Boomer hates.